Natalia's brought back the muff.
There it is.
So I was editing, I think it was LJR's podcast, and I pushed the button, and it was just so underneath the level it should have been on the volume.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like having it hang halfway up. Like it should be all the way up.
Just leave it up, yeah.
You know? I think the original, you know what it is like I didn't want to scare the guests when I pushed the button because I wouldn't be expecting it.
I don't believe you.
But, or you got tired of me pressing the buttons.
No, it was never it. Oh, okay. I think it's funny when you push the buttons.
It's all about control, isn't it?
No, it's really not. There's sometimes I listen back, I'm like, I'm not sure who that hit the button there because I don't remember hitting the button for that.
That's why you won't give us our smash pads so that we can do stuff. Yeah. If Tim and I come in with a drum pad on our own and somehow connect it to your thing and we pre-do the six pads.
Yeah.
Are you going to be mad?
No.
Challenge accepted.
I know. It can't be that expensive.
I mean, yeah, that probably wouldn't be that expensive, but there's a couple of inputs left over and there's Bluetooth too. So even if you went to the internet and when I found a soundboard on the internet, if you connected to the Bluetooth, you could come over it too.
A few moments later.
Oh yes, that's the old Wilhelm scream.
Oh yes.
Here's the movie horn. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Now is this being recorded?
Yeah.
It's is it? True.
Yeah,
no way.
You're live.
This one's called Uncle Nick.
All right. What's Uncle Nick doing there?
This is Podcast Envy.
We want to start off with, let's talk about, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Some things that have happened in the time since we last recorded. It's been a while since we've done just the three of us pod.
Just the three of us.
I miss you. Should we hold hands?
I mean, we can, but you might knock over my drink, so.
We can cheers.
We can cheers.
About that
sounds
that's a good idea.
Cheers.
There we go.
We're back.
A lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we've been doing interview after interview after interview.
We have.
Some great guests coming up on the pod. So I think you guys are going to enjoy. Guys and gals out there are going to enjoy.
We finally had our 10-year party.
We did.
Yeah.
And we had balloons. We had cool stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had a fun setup. And I tell you, that was a lot of fun. Like the show that we played.
Yeah.
You know, we only played for 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but man, it would have been, I was ready to keep going.
Yeah.
Like it was and solid. We were on point. Like my dad was like, that was like the best you guys have ever sounded.
Yeah.
Like we were just on point.
We were.
It was cool. We played some oldies. We played some new stuff. We played originals.
Got to see all the faces of people that we love.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us gave little speeches.
We did.
That was nice.
Yeah, you tried to cry.
I did.
You got a little choked up.
That you was, tried.
But, you know, that was nice.
Yeah, but you don't cry, do you?
I was so upset. Yeah, I'm not much of a crier. So
I saw what had happened, though. Like, you looked down and you're like, damn it.
I was like, damn it. I was like, because when I first started, I was like, I'm going to be able to get through this. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Your intro was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was too.
That was funny.
Yeah, he was like, I don't even know who these guys are. I just showed up. Oh boy, here we go. Oh boy,
stay tuned. Let's see what else happened. We played a couple shows.
We did. We were over at Sinistral. After that, we were at Eavesdrop. We did Bruce the Brave.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Heritage.
Yep.
So those were the
which was
other
a really
shows.
Fun night. You know, Heritage is an interesting spot because it's one of those classic breweries that is just kind of tucked back in a corporate center, you know, where they have just all kinds of other businesses going on. So unless you follow the signs off the road, you wouldn't know that they're there kind of thing. And they were doing a car show earlier in the day where a bunch of people, you know, rode up and in their classic cars and were showing them off. And Tim and I happened to get there right at the time where this lowrider on suspension popped up and then went sideways and showed, you know, part of the, you know, across the parking lot, half of the audience got to see like the whole underside of the vehicle and then the other, you know, the top side. It was that ridiculous.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So it was cool.
Yep. We ran into Derek Donnelly again and his wife.
Our old dean of discipline.
That's right.
High school flashback.
Yeah.
I had people in town from Philadelphia that came. They brought their friends. That was cool.
That was cool.
We had some, I mean, we had a, you know, a decent audience there.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No, it was a good time.
Yeah. I like the little stage that they have off to the side there.
Mm-hmm.
We've played in the back before, but I feel like playing up front is a little more engaging.
Yeah, a little more intimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're expecting like 200 people, you know, I don't know. You just don't need the space.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's a great spot.
Yeah. Beers are good.
They are tasty.
Yeah.
I do enjoy their beers.
Yep.
Indeed.
I had a couple things that recently happened.
What happened to you?
Well, nothing, nothing like that. connotation. So I, for those that aren't as close to me as you guys are around this round table, I've been renovating my laundry room mm-hmm. for the last 4 months. So I haven't been able to do laundry in there because every time I put something together or took something apart, like there was always another obstacle, preventing me from finishing the project. But as of today, November 13th,
drum roll,
the water works, the water drains, the electricity works, everything's put together, the countertops in. The last thing was to put the drain in the sink so that I could run the water and test sure. that out and make sure everything was good, and everything's perfect.
Wow. Congratulations.
It is an incredible space.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you done a load of laundry yet?
Yep. I've done actually. It was embarrassing.
4 months worth of laundry.
It was okay. We have some good neighbors and we went over to Courtney's mom's house a couple times to do laundry, but in the last stretch, probably the last 3 or 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I was just allowing my stuff to stack up literally up the wall.
Yeah.
So when it was done, enough that I could do laundry about a week or so ago, I did like 8 loads of laundry.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Nice.
It was insane.
Yeah. I don't really think I have anything amazing that really happened to me or even neutral that happened to me.
Tell us about your plants. You grow plants. For those that don't know, mm-hmm. now you know. Bacon grows all kinds of herbs or herbs, depending on where you're from.
I'm from America and we say herbs. Okay.
He's got this little hydroponic system in his kitchen that mm-hmm. grows little plants.
And they grow so fast, too.
Yeah.
I was out of basil, so I went to the store and bought basil. This morning I woke up, there was like 6 new branches of basil. I was like, what the hell?
You blink.
Yeah, like I blinked and it was
full.
They
grow up so fast.
Yeah, I've kind of got a green thumb. I'm kind of proud of myself. I've got a couple of peach lilies that used to be one peach lily, but I got so big I separated it into two. I call them Peace and Peace Junior.
PJR.
Yeah, that's right. I got a money tree, which pro goes to show my mom that money does actually grow on trees.
Mm.
But actually, it's not money.
How much have you made?
No, it's just green leaves.
Just green leaves. I was like, why would you call it a money tree? And I have a white bird of paradise, which kind of looks like it's out of a tropical place. It's got really long stems and big, palm-sized leaves. And it supposedly grows a big white flower.
Hmm.
But we'll see.
And I thought one of them did have a white flower.
Yeah, the peace lilies have white flowers.
Okay.
In peace lily land, that means they're very content and they're happy in their environment.
Wow.
So. Is it true you have an app that tells you when to water your plant?
I do, yeah.
Lies. I do it naturally.
I do, yeah. It's actually a lifesaver because I don't have to, it's not something I have to think about. It just, the app just says, hey, it goes off when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake up, oh, these plants need attention. And I do my business while I'm making my coffee. And yeah.
Do you talk to your plants?
I do. I play them music. They listen to podcasts with me.
Do you finger them? I mean, touch them?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Brush your hands against their leaves.
Not to be weird, but I do really like the texture of the white bird of paradise leaves when they first unfurl. They are very I don't know, they're just really fresh feeling, not slimy, but like really silky smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
It is odd how some, but it's kind of weird, but it's not weird, right?
Right.
It's like one of those things that you don't really talk about.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Yeah. One of those things that you do by yourself that you don't.
It's like appreciating a scent or, I don't know, anything really.
A washer and dryer.
Where you're the only one that gets to appreciate it. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, having these plants is kind of like having a cat, they're just around and We don't bother each other.
And they don't pee on the furniture,
and
which
they
is great.
Don't pee on the furniture. Yeah. but yeah, I'm probably going to get some more plants here soon.
Now, would you get something new or would you get something to rescue?
What?
What? No, I have, like, you can
to
get
rescue.
I rescued a plant from Brian, actually.
There we go.
He See? Brought over a pepper plant. He didn't even know the pepper plant's name.
Oh.
And I have yet to see what kind of
rescue.
Peppers it is.
That's subjective.
It was like 3 inches big when he gave it to me. And yeah, now it's
that's
like
typically
a bush.
How it is.
It's a bush yeah. on my table.
It wasn't rescued. I grew that from the seed.
God. I adopted it. I'm fostering it.
God bless you, Bacon,
wait,
for doing that.
Are you suggesting that I kill all my plants? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just
that's the rescue operation.
I'm giving
Brian before it turns brown.
Well, hold on, Bacon.
I run a plant orphanage, so you know. Yeah, if you want to foster some of my plants, you're welcome to.
Hopefully we get some feedback on that. Maybe
that
people will start sending you plants.
Hey, that would be awesome. Yeah. You can send them to P.O. Box 69420.
Somebody's going to be real pissed.
Who's sending me these damn plants?
You know, speaking of not plants, but addresses, making up an address. Mm. Do you guys remember Scruff McGruff, the crime dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I still remember kind of like listening to the, you know, Empire ads, you know, the carpet and hard.
877. I knew 241.
Luna.
But well, that's Luna. But yeah. I remember the Scruff.
800-588-2300.
There it is. Yeah. Empire.
Are you today. 1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, oh my gosh. God.
But Scruff McGruff was Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Now take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Well done.
You know something else that's kind of significant that came through in the last few weeks?
What's that?
It's Brian's trademark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. They, well, abrupt.
Yeah. They were like, they stopped clapping. They're like, okay, I give you 4 claps.
So the long story short is 2 years ago, I tried submitting the trademark application and I failed. You have to wait a year.
No,
for music of the future. Music is the future. And it takes a year for them to get back to you, and found out that I inappropriately registered it.
Oh my.
So yeah. Inappropriately. So yeah, I resubmitted it this time through an attorney, and they got me through the process. So yeah, I actually a couple days ago got the message that we went through the contesting period where there's the opportunity for others that might either be using it or have, you know, some form of it that they want to contest that is too close to theirs. Mm-hmm. And that's usually a month period. And so we went through that period without any contestings.
Okay.
And yeah, so I should get the certificate in the next 2 months.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's intellectual property. I've never done anything like this before.
How long do you get to keep it for?
Indefinitely. But there's a 5-year period that if I can maintain for the next 5 years without others, again, contesting it, there's some sort of grounding that I have then for future people trying to, you know, I guess, take it from me or whatever. My closest, not adversary, but my closest to Music is the Future is Rolling Stone is... the future of music. Mm-hmm. They have that trademarked because that's like one of their articles that they post every so often. So, but no, nobody said anything. So
very cool. Shape.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to probably start doing some more t-shirts, more stickers and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
In my Instagram reels, there's lots of music stuff. There's drum stuff. There's, you know, people with cool guitars, you know, music theory lessons, just all kinds of random music stuff.
Right.
People playing their song or covering a song. And I just reeling through and I came upon this this girl. I say she was probably 20, 21 years old. She was playing Stevie Wonder. She was playing the bass, Stevie Wonder. And it was spot on. She was doing great. She's part of a band called Pacifica from Argentina. And, you know, I've kind of been following their journey. They got some shows in around Central America, and then they got some shows in New York and L.A. They got some shows in Europe. Guess who they're opening for? December 6th. Franz Ferdinand.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
So where are they playing?
They're playing, I think they're in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was like local.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say, like, we're going to be able to go see them.
They played in L.A. and they played in New York. I think they played in somewhere else. But,
wow, but they
haven't
played, cool.
They haven't done like a full like North American tour. But it was just like, it was cool just kind of see them as like, you know, a couple of women that were just kind of playing. It was just really cool to see them go from like just goofing off to being like, we're a band. We put out an album. Now we're touring. And like things just keep opening up for them.
That's very cool. I think that's really cool. What kind of music did they play?
It's very similar to the Strokes, like that kind of, that line of like Britpop kind of rock.
Okay.
And do you have anything you might be able to cue up?
Actually, I do.
Nice.
So there's two songs that are like popular of theirs. Okay. Here's one called Change Your Mind.
And she plays bass?
Yeah. And she sings a little bit too.
Okay. Name
Martina. I don't remember her last name.
She sounds a lot like another artist, Tosh Wolf, that I think I follow. I've been trying to keep an open
mind. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Makes me think of like American Pie,
yeah,
or a soundtrack.
The OC, yeah, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, their other big song is, this is the one that Martina sings.
Okay.
It's called Anita.
Sounds like garbage. Yeah. Not stinky garbage.
No, the big.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name? She said. You're just my type, she said. Hey, how you doing? It's really nice to meet you. You should take my number. I go by Anita. She said, I live nearby. Wouldn't you know? Come take a ride. I got something on my mind. You play guitar for an indie band. Your show is tonight. You're wasting all your time. Don't you understand? I don't want to hold your hand. I dig it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
It's cool.
Yeah.
Nice, punky. I bet you they're probably great live.
Yeah,
it comes off.
The shows that they post on their Instagram, like Martina, she like crowd surfs and stuff. Like they have a pretty interesting show.
Really?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know that I'd ever want to crowd surf.
Bold no. strategy.
Yeah.
I don't need
yeah.
fingers we'll in my well. Regions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my story about the Pacific Guide. Go check them out. They're great. They're very from cool. Argentina and they're really good.
Very cool. Are we ready for a segment sponsored by Timmy's Timberings?
Oh my gosh. Do you mean it?
I do.
Is it really sponsored?
Get ready to rave it up with Timmy's Timberings. You've never tenaciously tapped a tambourine quite like a Timmy's Timberine. Every Timmy's Timberine comes equipped with full spectrum LEDs boasting three unique party light modes and an official Radio Envy decal. Timmy's Timberines are perfect for celebrating any event. Birthdays, New Year's Eve, evictions, promotions, weddings, divorce announcements, graduation ceremonies, retirement parties, touchdowns, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, final child support payment tambourines, and more. Timmy's Timberines are the lifeblood of every gathering. Buy one for you, your friends, and your significant others. Whatever you do, don't buy one for your children because they are already annoying enough.
Facts.
You can pick one up at a local Radio Envy show or order them online at www.redmediapro.com while supplies last. Timmy's Timberines! Timmy's Timberines! Timmy's Timberines!
Love it.
Just makes me think of the wacky, wavy, yes. flailing two man. Yes.
All right, so I have the honor of sitting here next to one of the best vocalists this side of the Mississippi and
not
one
true.
Of the best drummers this side of the Mississippi.
Yes, true.
That's right. That's right. So I figured it would be fun to do a little game where, Brian, you list off your top five drummers of all time, and Bacon, you list off your top vocalists of all time.
All right.
I think, yes. Should we go one for one?
Sure.
Are you the judge? Do you get final say in whether
no.
or not it's
You're
valid?
Well, I jotted down some of my favorites, so okay. I'll judge you based off of that if you guys don't list.
I kind of want to hear what yours list. Are too, maybe at yeah. the end of yeah. each round or whatever. Okay.
Okay. Are we doing no particular order or just a particular order?
I actually have a somewhat particular order.
Okay. I have no particular order.
Okay. So we'll start with number five, Brian.
I got to go with Neil Peart.
Ah, of Rush.
I've always been impressed with his setup, with the amount of equipment and the full utilization. There are a few songs, I can't name them, where his kind of method and timing changed. Mm-hmm. Really impressive.
Okay. And Bacon, how do you feel about that?
Right. I think that's a great choice.
Okay.
There all right. We go. Listen to him go.
Yeah, I know. He's just like...
This is one of my favorite songs that they do.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And the bassist is just like keeping doing what he's doing. And he's just all over the place.
See, I knew this would be a fun segment for Bacon because he's over here playing the air drums.
He's killing it. He's killing it right now.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. If you're in the car, do you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
he's the one where you're like, God damn it. Will this guy get off the road?
Yeah, he's drunk. And then you pull up and he's playing the air drums. Yes. I'm like, yeah.
So is it my turn now?
It is. So yeah. Bacon, number five.
So my number five is...
Asher Fox. Andrew Walk.
I had to bring that up just because you go, it's on every podcast.
My number five is a woman singer who is also a drummer.
What?
Yeah. She made her debut on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
He looked down like, oh, what's wrong with my computer?
She's playing the drums right now and singing?
Probably. I mean, I don't know if she is in the recording, but...
Well, is there any truth to what you're doing? This is... Carpenters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen
okay.
Carpenter.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Wow.
Next to you.
Yeah, I really like the Carpenter, her song. I like her sound. And mm-hmm. The song that she played was Dancing in the Street on Ed Sullivan Show.
Okay.
And she does like a quick 30-second drum solo. She was amazing. She was 18 when she did it on Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
Anyway.
So
how do you feel about that, Brian?
I was going to say, are you picking singers or drummers? I'm confused here.
Well, in this we'll case, see.
Are
we'll
they see. All drummers?
We'll see.
That we, sing?
We still have four more. We'll see. All
you right. know what? I how do I feel about that? Tim,
it wasn't
I'm
in my
so
top
glad
five.
That you asked. I was going to say it wasn't in mine either.
it's like MySpace.
Whatever.
Wasn't I'll in tell my top
you,
list.
I'll tell you I love the song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I could sing it better.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. All right. The gauntlet's been laid.
Okay. Brian, number four.
Wait. I want to hear, do you have a drummer or singer?
No,
for number five?
I'll wait till you all are done, okay. And then I'll tell you which ones you missed.
Logistics.
Missed?
Well, yeah, that I had on my
subjective.
List.
He's pretty sure of himself there.
Yeah, I am.
He's like, very... you all have scored 0 points. Yeah.
And may God have mercy on your soul. There we go.
All right.
Number four.
My number four, Phil Collins. Yeah, I knew he was going to be on your list.
Such a good pick.
I find it impressive. Now, from your example, Bacon, of Karen Carpenter and not truly knowing if she was playing the drums and singing at the same time, I find it very impressive when drummers can. I also think it's impressive like when Sting sings and plays the bass because you're not playing like a straightforward thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on in that noggin, trying to be able to sing the right words with the right inflections at the right time and then have your hands do another thing too.
Yeah.
Like that's I gotta, you know, give it to Phil on this one.
As an example of that, you and I were playing our duo show at the Lost Fox
B&B.
A couple of weeks ago.
The Meat Sweats.
Bed and breakfast.
A couple of weeks ago, and you were like, man, last time we played together, you really had a hard time on keeping the tempo right on a song. What was it? Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah.
What a dick.
He was right. He was right. Oh, he was right.
He did it to me twice.
Yeah.
It was not
every,
great.
He had every right to be like WTF.
Did you
bro.
Figure it out? Yeah. Or
yeah. You were like, why? What the hell's, what's the, what is it about that song you struggled with? Oh, I was like, oh, because I'm trying to harmonize with you. And you were like, well, then don't fucking sing with
that's
me.
Right. That's right.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard. Sometimes when I'm playing guitar and I'm trying to do something that I haven't practiced myself, just in, you know, I'm like in my mind, I'm like, this works. And then I try to throw it out there and I oftentimes don't nail the nail on the head.
It was just such a drain on the battery that it slowed my tempo down significantly.
Okay. Yeah. It was one of those things where like he was hitting the beat, you know, at the right tempo for when I was singing a portion of the song. And then when he started singing, he would like miss it because it sounds like from you now reflecting on it that you're like in your head, you're singing that note, but you're not hitting it on the drum. And then exactly. I'm like, what is happening? You're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
Yeah. Not my proudest moment.
But yeah. No, well, Phil,
great choice.
He's got definitely a good choice.
Yep. Peace in my heart on that one.
All Bacon approved.
Bacon number four.
Number four in no particular order.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. This is a guy who's been in multiple bands and been successful in multiple bands. This is the band he hit it big with.
Okay.
No qualms with Chris Cornell. Not a single one.
I love this song. This is such a good tune.
Yeah. Now, Chris Cornell.
Good choice.
There are few people on planet Earth that I wish I could have, like, you know, a day in their shoes kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Cornell, for sure. The lead singer of Queens of the Stone Age. I follow him on Instagram.
Isn't it Holmes or Hummel or something?
I can't think of his name.
Like
Josh Homme. Yeah. Definitely.
Slappy.
Two fantastic Swami. Singers that I wish I could just a day in their shoes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Number three,
Dave Grohl.
Great choice.
He's a fantastic drummer. He's a fantastic all-around artist. He's one of those people that you just wish you had a smidgen of their talent. Just rub shoulders with them somehow. I mean, that's... Yes, okay. I see where you went with that.
Let's see it.
Come on. Yeah. Break it down now. Yeah.
Yeah, like how cool to exist as a human, be able to play drums, and guitar, and sing, and write.
Yeah.
And write the songs that your band is, you know, performing. That's cool.
Didn't he do the drum parts for some of the early Foo Fighters?
Foo Fighters.
He might have.
He actually...
like in the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine playing drums for Dave Grohl? He hired a drummer for Foo Fighters.
Just always watching you in the corner of his eye.
Like around what band?
Foo Fighters.
that was really good.
It was. When they recorded their second album, the one with Monkey Wrench on it.
Yep.
And they laid down the tracks, everything. They were done. And like 2 weeks later, they're like, to the drummer, they're like, we don't need you to come in anymore. We're going to go a different direction.
Wow. We're going to go with Dave.
And Dave, exactly. And then Dave did the drum tracks.
Oh, man.
That's the one I was thinking about.
That's rough.
Yeah. All right. Bacon, you ready for your number three?
Number three for me.
Any notes on Dave Grohl first?
No, I mean, a great pick. One of my favorite things about Dave Grohl is he came clean about where he picked up his little blah, blah, blah. He lifted it off a disco. I think it's great that he attributed it to, you know, and it's cool that that disco beat turned it like part of a rock revolution. I think that's fucking cool too. My number three. All right. So here's the one I picked from the 70s. And one of my favorite parts of that song, we're going to go all the way to the end.
Somebody to love.
the days when Auto-Tune and Melodyne and all of these corrective digital systems didn't exist.
And all they had was tape, so they had to run that tape ragged to get all those takes for all those different harmonies.
So I was talking to Sean, the sound engineer that works out of 38 North, and he was talking about how what they used to do before you could do all this digitally, they would take their harmonies, right? You only had eight, right? At a certain point in time. And they would flatten those eight. So they'd be like, okay, if we're good with these eight, we're going to flatten it, turn that into one. Mm-hmm. Then we have seven more to work with. And they would flatten those and turn that into one. And then you would have six and then five. And so that's how you got layers in that period of time. But now, I mean, you look at when everything's mic'd up, like we have 30 microphones doing drums only.
Right.
And you can see it on the whole list. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. And if you've seen the video of Freddie Mercury in the studio where they take out all of the other instrumentation, that's a perfect, what you just played, that's a perfect representation of him just knocking out of the park on pitch, you know, just killing it. Yeah.
Great choice.
He was a talent of a generation indeed.
Great choice.
Thank you.
All right.
I got one right.
Brian.
Right? Is that how it feels?
Yeah. Brian, number two.
Andy Kaufman. Was that on your list, Tim? No? Oh.
No.
Why Andy Kaufman?
Wow.
Because. Why not? He's an entertainer. Would you suddenly hate entertainers that play the drums?
So it's not so much that he's me hating entertainers. He's not a fucking drummer.
Oh,
Have you seen him drum?
Yes, I have.
Well, would you like to pull up something maybe that he's done and we can judge based off the audio?
See? Look what I did.
Andy Kaufman. You're going to tell me Andy Kaufman's not a drummer?
He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He's also a drummer. Dave Grohl's a comedian.
No, he's not.
He's pretty funny.
Hey, but I will say Will Ferrell, comedian and a great drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I would say so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Bacon?
Oh, yeah.
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 And a comedian. And I was it is possible, right?
I was really surprised when I went to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I was like, what the fuck is Will Ferrell doing here? I was shocked. I say.
Didn't they do a skit on, was it Jimmy Fallon that they did a skit together?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Played off of each other.
They had a drum battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
What's his name? Chad Crow?
Smith.
Chad Smith. Yeah, actually, Chad that Smith. Sounds right. Mm-hmm.
He played on Dua Lipa. Don't Stop Now.
Did he?
No air drums?
Yeah. What was this, recorded with a toothbrush?
Is this what you think I do behind you every fucking gig?
I mean, it sounds pretty close. Now watch him play the drums and sing at the same time. It's amazing.
You can shut the fuck up right now.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. All right.
All right. You know what? I'll retract my statement. He does a decent job playing the congas. I mean, okay. Not terrible.
All right.
I was just expecting him to be doing the la ba 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 ba
bit.
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
Is it though? I'm just never really a huge fan of Andy Kaufman. I watched his stand up and whatever, and I just didn't get it. I'm not cool enough, you know.
Okay. So Bacon, you're number two.
Number two, you say? This is another singer who's had multiple phases of their career.
Okay.
So we'll start with his earliest phase.
Is this Michael Jackson?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite Jackson 5 song. Listen to him. He sounds so good.
Yeah. Again, during a period when, like, this is genuine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the songs I loved when he was older.
Isn't it funny to hear the difference? Anytime they bring the choir in, you know it's serious. Yeah. You know?
You're going to church, man.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly.
Pastor Tim and Stomp.
I know. Dude, you're feeling something.
Exactly.
In your soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So that was
in
my
your
number.
Plums.
Your plums.
All right. Good choice, Bacon. Nicely done.
Yeah, I dig it. Honestly, right. Michael Jackson was one of my, one of the artists that I looked up to as a probably 8 year old aspiring singer.
Yeah.
I used to lay on the floor with my headphones on and there's stuff going on around me, around the house, you know, and I'm just listening to Dangerous or I'm listening to, you know, whatever I'd recorded off the radio on repeat.
Nice. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to listen to that kind of music when I was a kid.
Oh.
So when Michael Jackson was doing his Thriller and all that jazz, I was disallowed. But we were allowed to listen to the older stuff, the early stuff, the stuff my parents grew up on was fine, but anything new was not. So
that was okay.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because they're honestly, they're singing about the same stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
But they're just doing it at, you know, 12, 14 years of age or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, number one.
All right. Bacon's going to like this. Carter Buford.
Yes.
I knew you would. You have a signed picture in your basement.
I do, yeah.
Now, is that, did you get that signed yourself?
No, it came that way.
Oh, okay.
It was a gift from somebody who got it for me. It was a gift from somebody who got it for me.
Right.
So it is his signature. It's just,
I just meant, like, did you go to a concert and you're like,
how
do I get backstage?
I wish I had that kind of freedom, you know, from work and stuff back in the day because I used to go to Dave Matthews concerts every time he came around. And
He's great. That's Dave Matthews Band. And we've talked about them multiple times on our episodes here, but they're just like a feel good band. They're the jam band. You're actually wearing a Dave Matthews Band
that
shirt. That's awesome.
Thank you.
But they're just like, it takes so much. It takes so much to keep up with that.
Yeah.
You know, that they're not a big band, but they're kind of a big band. You know, like big numbers of artists.
Yeah.
And to be the root system of the band, that's a harrowing task.
Especially when they're doing like off tempo and like different stuff. Yeah,
right.
They're all over the place.
Right.
When they're jamming, like when they're doing their long jam in the middle of a song, playing to an arena full of thousands of people. You know, I don't know how he keeps it.
And if Dave's drunk and you got to read him.
He's had one too many glasses of Dreaming Tree. This is my favorite part. One of my favorite songs.
Like this, like, do you think a drummer like Carter probably takes like 2-3 showers a day? You know,
I mean, yeah,
they just hose him out back.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, good pick, solid pick. Love that.
Good pick. All right, Bacon, number one,
your number one singer choice. Well, if it's not B, I won't be offended. Yeah. It's okay.
And it was no particular word.
Yeah, I didn't know particular word.
Sure, however many outs you want to give him, it's fine.
He didn't pick Andy Kaufman, okay?
Yeah, solid.
Come on. Honestly, all right. I'm saying too much. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so funny to look at him and you could see the size of his mouth, but it doesn't really give you a sense of the depth of those lungs. Yeah. Like, where do these notes come from? Yeah. How do you get this out of that tiny little body of yours?
Yeah. You know? Ability to scream on pitch mm-hmm. is unbelievable, especially in that song. Yeah. Just on pitch, it just blows my mind.
Yep.
Just so good.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs about, or a lot of the stories about how Aerosmith came up with their songs, you know, like Sweet Emotion, for example, was originally written on the bass.
Hmm. Interesting.
Nice.
By Joe Perry wrote it on the bass. He's not their bassist. Brad Hamilton is.
Right.
I remember when I was a man, just out of high school, their drummer got into a car accident and got lit the fuck up on fire. He was at a gas station and somehow something ignited and got burned up pretty bad. But he's back. He's back to playing and stuff. It was just a terrible accident.
Wow. You know, Tim, I appreciate you. Sad times.
Yeah.
I appreciate you putting this together.
Yeah, of course.
I'm curious to hear yours, but before we get into it.
Before we get into that. So, Brian, is there anybody that Bacon may have missed?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times I had to hint it. Brian Johnson. You son of a bitch.
Oh, of AC/DC?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, right. That would have been funny.
That would have been
if
really funny.
If you would have picked Brian Johnson of AC/DC, that would have been funny.
What the hell?
Okay. The obvious.
You could have changed it at any point in time. You were just
all right.
Hot dog
so
down the hallway.
So, Bacon, who did Brian miss?
Oh, I know. I nailed them all. Come on. Come on.
Is there somebody that he could have put in there that would have been in yours?
Yeah, but I don't know if you would know them.
Okay.
Joey Jordison from Slipknot.
Okay.
Okay.
Who has since passed away. And then Max Weinberg, who played for Conan and plays in the E Street Band. His son was the guy who filled in for after Joey Jordison passed away. And they just unceremoniously fired him like 6 months ago, 8 months ago. And I also would have accepted the drummer from... Mudvayne.
Okay.
I don't know if you had given me multiple choice with Slipknot, I probably would have been able to pull it because I have heard that name before, mm-hmm. but I don't know the drummer of Mudvayne.
But there are also like a lot of unsung drummers like Purdy, the Purdy Shuffle, who played on numerous Steely Dan tracks.
You should have gone the Steely
Dan. He occasionally filled in for Ringo Starr.
That would have been an easy win.
I know.
There's so many albums out there that he's on.
Yep.
Just because he's so fucking good at drumming.
Okay.
Yeah, more like he's got the pocket. He understands the pocket.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find the pocket. I think I'm around the belt loop. I don't know.
There you go. You'll get there. So a couple names that I had on my list for vocalists. One of my favorites is Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's a good one.
Unbelievable.
I know. Another one that you cannot replicate. And I will always love you.
You know what's also funny about that? That's the second time we paused for that drop and her singing that in our podcast history. Yeah. That's just funny.
Another vocalist is Mariah Carey.
Yeah. See, I almost went with one of the guys from Boys to Men, but I wasn't sure if you guys would make it.
Nathan Michael Sean Wanier.
It would have been Wanier.
He's like the unofficial lead. Yeah. Or maybe the official lead. I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought that like you'd be like, well, why would you pick one person?
He would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I know one. Yeah, just watched their Behind the Music the other day.
Really? Yeah,
interesting. They went from top of their game, 14 million albums sold. Next album, 5 million sold.
Yeah,
like that's how quickly the music environment changed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But overall, great list, Bacon. Steven Tyler was a really cool pull. I like that one a lot. For drummers, Chad Smith.
Yeah,
was one on my list, and the other one was Ringo Starr.
Mm. Why is that?
I kind of feel like from the old times, he kind of was like the foundation, the leader into for upcoming and future drummers.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think there would have been Led Zeppelin without Ringo Starr.
Really?
Not specific. Yeah, because he doing the way he played the drums was kind of. kind of revolutionary.
A little bit.
It's like rock and roll was still like kind of in its infancy at that time. You know, because there was Elvis and then the Beatles, and there was a bunch of like Jerry Lee Lewis, for example. You know, mm-hmm. rock and roll was still pretty like heavily piano based and kind of swingy country. And then it wasn't until like the Beatles and then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and Andy Kaufman said that he learned from Ringo. Anyway, but no, that was fun, guys. Thank you so much for that fun little segment.
I do have an honorable mention, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
For vocalist for or vocalist, for drummer?
For vocalist.
Okay.
He's blind, but he can really sing.
Oh, Stevie.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going Andrea Bocelli. That's fine. Whatever you want. I've gone
much too far. Stevie Wonder. For you now to say that
I've got to throw my castle. And that water in the background is a choice.
It really is, yeah. I think he's like kind of doing that step, clap in mm-hmm. the water. That's what that is.
All right. Are we ready for Not Exciting But True?
And this has been Not Exciting But True.
I just lied.
We should have never given
second
him the
thoughts
controls.
About this. Having yeah. second thoughts about this.
Come on, I only have like four options.
Yeah. All right, what you got, Bacon?
I really enjoy when we do those bits where we do Not Exciting But True stuff. Do you guys have any Not Exciting But True stuff to tell?
Oh, my God. It's like a child. It's what? Seriously like a child. I have two.
Okay, Daddy.
I have two that I could do for Not Exciting But True. Do you okay. want to hear them?
Okay. I would, yeah.
Okay. We've all played with a deck of cards, whether you're playing poker or whether you play solitaire, you could do whatever, right?
Sure.
But did you know that each of the suits on a deck of cards represents the four major pillars of the economy in the Middle Ages?
I didn't know that. How do they represent the economy?
The hearts represent the church. Spades represents the military. Clubs represented agriculture. And diamonds represented the merchant class.
Interesting.
Mm. Wow.
And this has been Not Exciting, But True.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh. I have a second one. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the main library at Indiana University sinks over 1 inch every year? Because when it was built, the engineers had failed to take into account the weight of all the books that would occupy the building.
Stupid engineers.
And this has been Not Exciting, But True.
Did you know the time between the extinction of Stegosaurus and the appearance of Tyrannosaurus Rex is 80 million years, while the time between Tyrannosaurus Rex and humans...
Tyrannosaurus!
Goddamn Tyrannosaurus!
What in Tyrann? I reckon Tyrann was around right after that Stegger. Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah, T-Rex and humans is 67 million years. Isn't that amazing?
So when the Stegosaurus was done.
No. The extinction of
right.
Stego. Yep.
Stego my ego.
And Tyro.
Was gone.
Yep.
That 67 million years, Tyrannosaurus Rex came out?
80.
80 million years yep. after.
And then T-Rex to us is 67. Hmm. We missed each other by...
So what you're saying is Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus years. Rex were never in the same time.
That's what I'm telling you.
And this has been Not Exciting, But True.
I got one more.
Oh,
I mean, I have a few others, but I have at least one more.
Right. Okay, let's start with the first one, and we'll go from there.
All Fruit Loops taste the same, regardless of their color. That
and this has been Not Exciting.
In contrast to what we were talking about with LJR, he was trying to make the case that the
gummy bears.
Yep. That well, I was talking about gummy bears.
I was talking about Skittles.
Yep. And he was saying to you that the outer coating is all the same.
Mm.
Doesn't matter.
Mm.
And my argument was the gummy bears.
Interesting. I edited that podcast, and I don't remember that part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was in the beginning, I think.
Okay.
It was towards the beginning.
Well, and I'm convinced that the M&Ms all taste the same.
Jesus. I believe M&Ms do taste all the same. It's all just chocolate.
Yeah.
Yep.
That damn Tyrannosaurus, though, he loves him some M&Ms.
Nothing like a pterodactyl.
All right, go ahead.
Ready for mine? Mine is people who take things literally are kleptomaniacs.
And this has been not exciting, Christ. But true.
Oh, I get it.
People who take things
literally.
Hey, that's mine. Literally. Give it back. Hey, could you give me a refill? Hey,
actually, I could actually use a refill.
Yeah. Now you could.
That's all right.
You got one more?
They did some research and they found out where mansplainers get their water. From a well, actually.
And this has been not exciting, but true.
That's funnier to me probably because I have a tendency to explain things to people that know what they're doing already. I don't call it mansplaining. I call it Michael-splaining, but you know.
Attaboy.
Bacon-splaining.
Yeah.
Did you know that apples sold in the supermarkets can be up to a year old?
Shit. Covered in wax.
Yep. Farmers pick apples in the fall, cover them in wax, dry them, and store them in cold storage.
Hmm. Yep.
So you're basically eating wax. I mean, it's harmless, right? But you're eating wax.
Do you think they use a beeswax?
You know, it's nunya. Yeah.
According to them.
Good. Very good.
Thank you.
And this has been not exciting, but true.
So I have one. Do you know about how they teach the alphabet now compared to how they taught it to us when we were kids?
No.
So when you sing the ABC song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now they say it differently. They say it, where is it? I just lost my place. Shit.
How do they say it?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. Wait, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T,
U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, is that because people were going L, M, N, O, T?
Oh, is this to help our future generations say the alphabet when they get pulled over?
Oh, Jesus.
Hopefully. But no, but I found this out because they found out that students were adding an N between Y and Z. So it's that QRSTVWXYNZ.
In English speaking countries?
Yeah. I mean, they're kids. I mean, they're not smart.
Yeah. Come on, Brian.
Yeah, but doesn't that work itself out when they realize? Oh, come on.
Is that what you were going for?
Really? I was going for the...
Oh. And this has been not exciting, but true.
On that note,
boys, happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Cheers. Another fantastic episode.
Sing us home!
This podcast was produced and engineered by Michael Bacon from Bacon Wave Productions in cooperation with Revelry Media Productions. Video was provided by Brian Johnson. Please like and subscribe to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at PodcastRNV and on TikTok at podcast.nv. Send us your thoughts over email at feedback@podcastnv.com.